Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roms Over Baghdad. This is a Roms cast. This is the 21st of November, 2021, and I'm your host, Elby. Joining us today on this episode, we have Sean.
I'm trying to think about what I played, so good time to do it, I think, right?
Yeah, right now.
Right at the beginning. Just really want to get started, you know? Right as it goes live, you just want to make sure you really got everything laid out right. Mary, I know you have tons of stuff you've played, right?
Yeah, but I've kind of just, like, skimmed the surface of a lot of stuff because, like, I don't know what happened, but all the video games came out now. All the video games that I actually want to play. So that's cool.
Great.
I sound sarcastic, but I'm actually happy.
It's very good. Good. And then we have DJ.
The audio is running on the pod this time, so that is good.
Great.
Yeah, good. I checked I checked it to make sure.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I make mistakes.
No, it's okay. Perfect. We all need to do quality control. It's fine.
Quality control. Make sure it's on the right Discord, you know?
That's... You know what I have down here still?
Finally, we get to talk about turkey. Cranberry.
Did you eat those on,
yes, I did. I did.
Thowden too?
No, Thowden didn't have any.
Oh, you didn't have any.
I had Minion flavored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Minions we did. How'd you like the Minions?
The Minions pretty good. Yeah, I like
They're
the Minions.
They're very banana-y.
Very banana. Only lightly vanilla, not a lot of berry or whatever to it, so.
Yeah, yeah. Have you guys had the Nerds ones?
Mm-mm.
No.
You should try them. They're real strong. And, like, they're not, like, candy corn.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the outer shell is like kind of crunchy. There's like a little bit of sourness, but it's not really sour at all. But they're really strong sugar flavor. Like, sorry, not sugar flavor, like how candy corn is just pure sugar. It's like, this is a blueberry and it's like super blueberry. Like they really pour in that flavoring into each like one. Mm-hmm. I liked them a lot.
They're concentrated.
Them. Yeah, concentrated is a good word. I preferred them over the Minions ones, but yeah, that might also be because they were way less like actual candy corn.
Right.
That helps.
So you could like chug a bunch of them, yeah.
But yeah, I was super drunk. Sorry, Elby, on your stream at the very
drunk?
End. Yeah.
Very drunk on the stream?
Yeah.
I never noticed.
I wasn't harming myself. It's fine. Twitch doesn't care.
I knew you were starting
actually,
to get there when you were laughing a lot.
Now that I think about it, this was pretty harmful. The turkey flavored ones in particular, they were fucking disgusting. But the coffee ones are okay.
Coffee ones were great.
I don't think I've actually had a stuffing one yet.
Yeah, stuffing. Let's see what stuffing tastes like.
I can't tell the stuffing apart from the turkey. Coffee is very distinctive because it's like super dark brown, and I just spilled all of these on the desk just now. But yeah, like, okay. One of these is turkey, and one of them is stuffing. One of them has a yellow end, and they're, like, brown. These look nasty also, by the way. They look terrible.
That's great.
They look like
mummified. It's something from a corpse. Yeah,
very,
for sure.
Very appropriate for Halloween, you know?
Should I try one or save it for later?
Go ahead. What the heck?
I assume the one with the yellow is probably the stuffing, not the turkey. So hopefully that's right.
I wouldn't think turkey would be yellow. That's just my opinion. Oh, no, it's a turkey.
No, it's stuffing.
Yeah. Oh.
Stuffing. Finally, we get to see Mary throw up on stream. Yeah. Here it is.
I have a trash can next to my desk.
Great.
Okay, great. Good.
And yeah, perfect. It needed immediate removal. Okay. I don't know if that was, and maybe that was the turkey.
Okay.
It just tasted like sweet and butter and puke. I don't know. Try this
sweet
other one.
Butter puke. My favorite flavor of Bernie Bot's every flavor beans. Nope. See? There you go. Not good.
Can't be that bad.
No, that one was the turkey one.
That one was the turkey.
Jesus Christ. It has, like, a tinge of, like, say you made a turkey broth or, like, gravy. Okay. And you left it out on your kitchen counter for, like, a week. Okay. It has that kind of, like, rotten trash taste to it.
Okay.
And also add in a little dash of coffee. Because the coffee, like, decided to spread into everything.
You spilled coffee. You woke up one morning, you're making your cup of coffee, you spilled a little into the broth.
Yeah, you spilled it into, gravy container.
Well, I've ruined this now. Definitely not leaving it out all day.
That's exactly. Swish your mouth with some maple syrup, probably. That would be about it.
Mm. It's not bad.
No, it's real bad. It's real bad.
I'm glad we can have things that taste bad candy-wise, you know?
I wasted money on these. The cranberry ones are okay. The green bean ones are surprisingly okay. They don't have, like, that canned, bitter green bean taste. So
A, it's
good.
Candy corn, and B, it's, like, the turkey one. You know this was going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something you have to get. I guess, like, were there other size of bags, or was it only this
No,
big
yeah, it's yeah. only no,
this
that.
Is how they get you. And that's yeah. like, make you buy, like, a kilogram.
That's Branch's brand. That shit's cheap. Mary, don't even.
It is. Yeah, but it was Walgreens exclusive, and so Walgreens they, like, exclusive. It's twice the price of yeah. anywhere else.
So $4. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, I want to make an apology to Mary. Remember we gave her a bunch of shit about Whoppers?
Okay.
Yes.
How they? Yeah. Delicious. I would like to create a formal apology because I got candy corn because we did a bunch of like American candy to purchase, and I bought a couple of Whopper bags for my wife because she's like Whoppers. Christ almighty, they're atrocious.
They're disgusting. They taste bad.
Wrong.
They were the second worst candy in that whole thing that I bought.
Thank you.
It's not that they're short dated because they weren't that short dated or anything. It's like they're so hard in the middle for what's meant to be like a crunchy bit.
No, I think yours are fucked up.
Oh, okay. Well, they're very. It's not like gobstopper hard or anything. Like, you still get some Maltesers. If you guys find like the British Isle or whatever, go find some Maltesers, and you'll see the absolute difference.
Okay.
The Whoppers were so malty flavored. And then inside them, like, they just eluded even more fucking malt flavoring. And then you had, like, the American chocolate, like,
yes,
you know, sometimes...
Covered in wax, too.
Yeah, like, sometimes there's good American chocolate, and then sometimes it's eat? Like, oh, God, the bad American chocolate. Yeah, this was just a nightmare.
Okay. Should I get some wine gummies?
Wine gummies.
Wine gummies?
Jelly babies.
Yeah.
Boozy up in here. All right, let's go.
Curly whirlies.
Curly whirlies are good. Yeah, they're
slow
actually
it down
really
here.
Good.
This is a PG and then, stream. I don't know what we're doing with curly whirlies.
And then the other thing is my wife was like, oh, yeah, and then if they're out for a while in, like, air, they get all soft in the middle. This is even worse because then they just stick to your teeth. So you got that nastiness on your teeth.
That's the good shit, though. Let them out for a while.
And then the worst candy in that batch was these Tootsie Roll things that my wife got. Because,
don't you be stepping to Tootsie Rolls.
Were they, like, the flavored ones? Were they the vanilla?
They didn't have, like, the standard thing. So I got midges or midgies or whatever. So, like, the smaller ones. But my wife also said, like, that's kind of the normal ones you get anyway.
Yeah.
They just tasted, like, awful chocolate. Like, again, how, like, Europeans and stuff say, like, American chocolate's real bad. Like, Hershey's is fine. Like, there's a few others that are totally passable. But then, like, you get stuff like Tootsie Rolls and stuff, like, really inferior chocolate.
I don't think we even count, like, Tootsie Rolls as
chocolate. I would
count
Tootsie Rolls
like,
chocolate.
Whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. It was terrible. It's got chocolate flavoring.
Yes, yeah.
It's a mess. Those chocolate Twizzlers were better than those.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
I believe that.
Yep.
Oh, great.
But yeah. Cool. I'm glad everybody raised money, though. That was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Very fun. Jake raised over $1,000.
I know.
That was very impressive for him.
You got over 500. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very good. Very excited about that.
Yeah, I would have given you more, but you fucked me with that fucking Horizon race.
Hey, sometimes I don't... Listen, I had a lot of plans.
Don't plan anything? Yeah.
I had a lot of plans, and it was tough. Too many plans.
Look, that wheel... So, took
a wheel.
Right.
That was a last-minute thing, and it worked out very well.
So what did meat do? I wasn't there, and I haven't watched the VOD yet.
Golden light is meat. Golden light.
What is that?
Yeah.
You don't know what golden light? Golden hour? Golden light?
No, it's not.
What?
Is that not the name of it? I mean, hold on. Bring up Steam.
Oh.
Golden light.
It's a survival game? Procedural dark horror comedy game with roguelike elements in an eerie atmosphere.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
With meat. A lot of meat down in there.
Oh, this game. Okay. This game was cool. That's right.
It sounds terrible.
No, I remember watching you guys play this. It was
a horrific nightmare.
Co-op thing.
That was... You can tell, meat was... I downloaded meat during the stream, because I was like, oh man, we're going through these way faster than I thought we would be. So, you know, meat. Delicious. Tasty.
And the spiders one was disappointing, too?
Hey.
Yeah.
Spiders.
I like that you put spiders on your overlay, though. That was cute.
Yes, that was good.
That's Drew wanted spiders. I wanted to give Drew spiders. I wanted to make sure he got some spiders for him, yeah?
It's probably better that you didn't, you know, actually use actual spiders, because then I probably would have closed your stream.
That's true. That's true. I would never put actual spiders in a stream. Like, but let me tell you that Google search, though, for those spiders.
That was rough. That terrifies me, having to search spiders in Google. That legit scares me.
Not fun. Not a good time. During stream to have to search spiders on Google? There's some nasty things in there you don't want to look at. But
did you turn off safe search?
Got to turn off safe search. So you get the good
filthiest spiders.
Spiders.
The filthiest spiders.
Rule 54.
Rule 54 spider. You'll get some weird stuff if you do that. But yeah, it was good. Very enjoyable.
What was your what was your favorite moment? I know it's Mary. You playing with Mary,
I was really bad. I failed those QuickTime events because I was drinking beer. I'm sorry.
You were definitely getting a little drunk by the end of it. It was really funny.
Sorry.
What were the games you were playing?
We played House of Ashes.
Yeah. We beat it.
We beat it. What a great game that is. Ton of fun.
I want to play the next one that the trailer for. That one is more my shit.
I gotta play House of Ashes again. That game goes somewhere, man. That game, by the end of it, you're like, oh, wow, okay, we went from, like, kind of something weird going on in a temple to, like, hey, man.
Much weirder,
Weird going on in this temple.
Got very weird.
It's very good. Very, very go to 11 by the end of it, which is great. I think I did enjoy that one much more than the last one we played, though. Just how bizarre, how crazy it was.
It did get crazy, but I liked the themes and trappings and everything of the previous game. Like, I don't know, it was more psychological horror kind of stuff than just Monstars.
So
Monstars.
So if you had to rate the three, Man of Medan, Little Hope, and House of Ashes, which one is your favorites?
I didn't play Man of Medan. Mary played Man of Medan.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, I watched several people play it, and my sister played it. And I was in the room while she was playing it, and it was basically like I was playing it, because I was bossing her around. So, it's pretty much the same. I think Little Hope, number two, House of Ashes, House of Ashes, number three. This new one they announced... I think that'll be more my number one, hopefully, if it doesn't suck. And Man of Medan. dead last because of the stupid plot twist in it that made it really fucking dumb.
But man, I do think they've got something there. I hope they keep making more seasons after these.
Oh, for sure.
That game series, it's they got something. It's real neat. I always get really excited when the big intro plays and you get that weird hair metal music coming in. It's like, all right, this is so cheesy. I love it. It's so good.
It's almost like folk metal or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Great game. It's a cool series. I like
it. A contender for Game of the Year, one would say. Very good.
I wouldn't go that far.
Wow. You know what game is a contender for Game of the Year, though? It's called Inscription. It's a game with cards.
Did you beat that now?
We've beaten that. Yeah, I beat that.
Okay, cool. About that oh, yeah, game. That's right. Mary. Duh. I forgot. I'm sorry. I have so much going on right now.
It's very good. I like that game a lot. It's like a horror card game, but then like gets all weird frog fraction-y and then goes some places. I really, really enjoyed that game. Very, very good. So far, it is my game of the year.
Hmm.
But I need to play Psychonauts 2. But
yeah, when is that going to happen? Is that going to happen by the end of the
year? Before the end of the year, I promise.
Okay,
before
cool.
the end of the year.
I need to finish that too.
Very good. I like it. I dig it. It goes some places. I think it's held back by some of its presentation stuff. Like, they do some live-action stuff that I don't think is acted particularly well.
I would agree with that. Cheesy. Yeah.
They could have used a second pass on that, but all the actual gameplay stuff, oddly enough, the card game elements are really good. Like, very, very good card game elements, and like I kind of want to play more of the card game. So, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the way the game keeps adding on and changing up the mechanics is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, like the one thing is that game seems somewhat divisive on like what part people don't like so much. So I hear people saying they don't like the gameplay as much. And some people saying, obviously, I'll be saying he doesn't like the presentation as much. But everybody is still saying it's still like amazing game. So...
I've heard a lot of people complaining about Act 2 as well because of the way it changes graphical style. I'll put it that way. Without being spoilery, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely something where it has a lot of those elements that are a little rough at times. So it's like, I could see how it, you know, a moment could hit someone very differently depending on where they're at and where they feel like the game is going. So yeah, I could see that being a somewhat divisive game. You know,
divisive in what part people like the most, not divisive in the game overall.
No, sure, okay,
right.
Yeah. Let me go back to my chat with you because that way I know I wrote some notes on there and I was like, "This is bullshit" or whatever.
I made a deck. It was very good.
I wish some of the stuff surrounding the YouTube dude was like more in the actual game and less ARG after you beat the game. I would have liked that a whole lot more.
Yeah, I haven't looked into any of that, but there is like a whole ARG kind of thing around the edges, right?
So yeah, you basically need to read a Google Doc that like people have compiled after the fact. Ooh. And I kind of wish that stuff was just in the actual game instead of like, if you care enough, you look it up.
Right.
But yeah, that's a nitpicky kind of thing, so whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta do that. I have to find that Google Doc. Maybe
I can link it to you later. Yeah,
that'd be. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's neat, but also weird. And it does go into certain moments where it connects into the bigger, I don't know, Pony Island universe of like weird stuff going on. So it's cool in its own way. Maybe I should play Pony Island. I might play Pony Island. That's what I might do.
And also The Hex is another game that's in this universe, too.
Hex.
It's by the same guy. Daniel Mullins.
Daniel Mullins.
Yes.
Is he the actor?
No, he's the developer. The main developer.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Okay.
Also, it's only $20, so I'm hoping that Epic will have their coupon deal again.
There you go.
Oh, that would be a great one for it.
Yeah, pick that
up. Exactly.
Yeah, you'd enjoy it.
I know. I would.
You'll love it.
I would.
You'll love it.
It would be my game of the ever.
Whoa.
The ending with all the scribes, that part was pretty awesome. Very good. That was a very good part. Yes. I feel like saying that isn't that spoilery, so.
No. There is a spoilery thing you could say about the scribe.
No, I won't.
Specifically the last scribe part.
Shush!
Which is very good.
Shut up.
But I won't say it.
Yeah, it's good. I agree. It's very good.
Really good.
I need to go back on the VOD and see you watch that part where you're like, oh my God.
Man. I didn't play that far during the stream.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
I love stream.
Okay. That's disappointing.
But it's very good. Also, if you haven't, Waypoint's been doing a playthrough of it at some point, and it's been very good. Very good, if you want to watch that. If you're not someone who's looking to buy it like Pop, and you just want to
check it out. Or if you don't like playing card games, I guess.
Fuck you, Albie. I'll buy more games than you.
That's true.
Oh.
That's true. Roasted me on that. I'm a Game Pass boy now. I don't buy games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game Pass.
Get to that quasi-rental life.
Yeah, living dangerous out here.
That's why I need to finish Psychonauts 2, because I know if I don't get back to it, it'll get taken off a Game Pass, and then I'll have to buy it.
Will it?
Hmm.
They do own Double Fine.
I feel like, yeah.
That's true. Like, maybe they'll never remove it. I don't know.
It'll never be gone. Never be gone.
Yeah, I don't know. But my assumption is...
Oh, crap. Now I just remembered I downloaded the Halo Infinite multiplayer stuff and haven't tried it at all yet either. So,
well, thank you for the transition.
Yeah, Aaron. There you go.
segue. The Halo Infinite, me and Popcans have been playing quite a bit of Halo. Me and Sean have been playing quite a bit of...
Just be consistent.
I'll be at some point.
I don't really care. I'm gonna be consistent. Be consistent.
Just consistent. I'm sorry. Halo Infinite, that's great. That's good multiplayer there. That's some fun. I don't think the whatever season pass stuff is very good. It seems a little like it don't unlock anything.
It's out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, the multiplayer came out for free as a beta, air quotes. Right. Because all your progress carries over and they're letting you spend money on it, so I don't know why they're calling it a beta, but, I guess they are changing some stuff about the battle pass now.
Feedback. They did change it where now you get EXP part of completing matches. And
that's good.
And it feels like a beta in that there's not a lot of features. There's only technically like three playlists you can play: ranked, big team battle, and quick play. Mm-hmm. And overall, it feels very slimmed down compared to a full release Halo multiplayer.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
So hopefully once the game launches, it has more features in it.
Is it going to stay free? Or is this like a beta test? Yep. Okay, weird. Oh, that's cool, I guess.
And they just really want to take it to Battlefield 2020?
I don't think they need to do anything to take it from hearing about that game.
Go ahead.
And it being free makes sense why the Battle Pass kind of sucks. Because all the good stuff is on the paid tier. So
right.
Mm-hmm. The free stuff is basically useless. So, which makes sense. A
couple colors and stuff.
Yeah, like some things, but it's like nothing you will ever get excited for. So it makes sense why, obviously, wants you to. Oh, why it's free, because they want you to buy the Battle Pass.
I haven't really made much progress in the Battle Pass. I was thinking like, oh, I probably actually would pick it up, you know, spend a little money on the Battle Pass or whatever. But I haven't really made that much progress in playing quite a few games at this point. So I guess I'll probably just wait and see until if I can get a high enough level in the Battle Pass.
Well, I think that's probably a good idea. That's a good plan because the season goes until like May. So you have a long time to figure it out.
Feels like the first season of Apex Battle Pass where it was complete garbage. And it took a few seasons for the Battle Pass to get pretty good.
I am curious. They do a tutorial mission in it, speaking of Apex, about, like, I wonder if they're doing, I wonder if they plan to do kind of season stuff like Apex, where they, like, release story stuff or something, because there's like, a story tutorial in the game, which is...
I mean, they've done that in, like, past Halo games, so...
That's true.
Of course they are.
And if they want, like, the game to last, like, they should be thinking about stuff like that.
Though, they obviously don't have the crunch that other multiplayer games have, where they can have new characters, and it's easy way for them, easy way for them to add story via that, but they don't, so we'll see. Obviously, I don't come to the multiplayer for the story, soccer, but
okay.
I am interested to see how much content they add, how many maps. Right now, the map there doesn't seem to be a lot of maps right now. Like, maybe two per playlist, it seems like.
And it seems like sometimes you get the same ones over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if their rotation's weird or busted or something like that, but, boy, I love that one map we played on in the big team battle one, and it, like, never came up again when we were playing, which is like...
Yeah, there's two maps. One of them's way better, but we always get the more shittier one.
Way better.
It's decently better.
So good.
It's weird.
You think this could be like a Fall Guys scenario when, remember, Popkanzie and me started playing kind of like on launch and we kind of got the exact same maps over and over and over again, and like I stumbled looking at some screenshots recently of Fall Guys. Like, there's fucking rhinos in the field of a play and like shit's just going crazy compared to what we were playing with. You think it could be like that where, say, half a year's time, this game could be like the game you actually want, the multiplayer you actually want to play?
I mean, I hope so. Right now it feels very great. If the gameplay feels awesome, but yeah, the maps aren't there, and just my incentive to want to play more is not there.
Yeah, right.
So hopefully they...
God damn, it plays good, though.
Yeah, it plays very good.
That's good.
Yeah, and then, what's his face? Wasn't there, like, for, like, a bunch of the other games, wasn't there, like, very in-depth, like, user-created maps and all that shit?
Oh, Forge stuff? Yeah, that's not going on until next year, I think.
So that's planned, but next year. Okay.
Yeah. It got delayed. That and the co-op campaign got delayed to, like, mid-next year.
Yep.
Wait, is the single-player campaign coming out earlier than the co-op campaign?
Yes.
Yes. It comes out December 4th.
Listen, there's a lot of different. Okay.
I guess just the online match on whatever they have to do to have two players playing won't fucking work. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Strange situation, but they did delayed it, and then that the whole thing with like the graphics and whatever, that one grunt that looks real weird, you know, all that stuff happened.
I will say the multiplayer makes me very excited. Excited to play the campaign, like,
goddamn, yeah, it does.
One of the biggest problems I had past the Bungie games is I didn't like the new guns at all. But I really like all the new guns they added in the game. They feel unique and have a different purpose than the guns already in the game.
That's cool.
And they all have their own area where you would want to use them. And they fit into different combat situations in like a really unique way. Like, I don't know. It just all flows together very well.
And
very thought out.
What helps with that is all the gadgets to add in the game. They obviously, all the past Halo games tempted with adding like gadgets and equipment. But I think this game seems so far to have the best implementation of it so far, with things like grappling hooks and shields and force pushes.
That blast.
Like, boom. If you guys see my clip I posted where I force pushed three people off the map, I booped a bunch of people. It was pretty epic.
It was pretty epic.
And one time I grapple hook into a car and hijacked it. Like, all this equipment stuff that just adds a lot of flavor to the gameplay. And I'm already envisioning how I can do that in the campaign. And it makes me very excited.
It's cool.
I'm actually excited for a Halo game. That's shocking.
Can you sprint without having to, like, you can just sprint now? Yes. Okay, that's good.
Oh, it's so good. It's like the first time they made sprint work with Halo, and it feels real good.
Okay, cool.
Good movement stuff in that game. They've thought about that. Like, how do you move and stuff? you can jump up nice and pull up on stuff.
I need to try it.
Yes, they have climbing. It's kind of weird.
Climbing, yeah.
Mantling.
And more climbing.
I also will say it's a minor thing, but the crosshair stuff I think is really good. Like, I think they've done a good job with crosshairs and hit marker kind of stuff. When you get like a good hit, it feels good. And then when on the shield, when a person has a shield on, like in old Halo games, you used to just like shoot them and their shield would go down. Now it kind of shows on the shield like where they're getting hit with with bullets or whatever, and then you can kind of, see if their shield's almost low, if you can knock them out, if you can do this. Like, there's good visual indicators of damage that I think it's a minor thing, something that a lot of people probably wouldn't notice, but I think it really adds to the experience. Makes it a more interesting game to play.
Also, all the vehicles are fun still.
Yeah, damn right.
I need to get in that fucking flying vehicle, like.
I know, I can't find it. I was looking at it. Missile launcher on that back of that Warthog is real cool too.
You're very good at driving.
I'm very good at driving in the Warthog. I got 26 assists in a Warthog. I don't know. I was out here just driving around. It's fun. It's Halo, but it's new Halo. Same great taste.
It's different. It feels like the evolution people have been looking for since the Bungie games.
Oh, good.
Yep.
These obviously don't feel like the Bungie Halo games, but they feel much better than the 343 Bungie game or 343 Halo games. So I'm thinking, this game is gonna be pretty big. People are gonna like it a lot. Who knows, like popularity wise.
Is this just out, or is this like, hey, it's out for a week, and then we're going to shut servers down and
it's out.
Leave it for a bit? Okay, cool.
It's out.
You don't have to have... time to
play it at some point.
You don't have to have Game Pass to play it, do you? It's just out.
Huh. Out.
It's still on Steam, maybe.
That's cool.
Steam, even.
That's true.
I'm playing via Steam, because fuck.
That's disgusting. How dare you?
Do they have... cross-play, like, can I on my Series X play with
that's what
you
we've
guys
been doing.
On PC? Okay, cool.
I mean, no, he makes
on my Series X.
Between Steam and, I get what you're saying.
I would assume so, because it seems like all games have that nowadays, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
It has been. It is like all games nowadays has that, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For a long time, it used to not be that.
At least console to PC. Like, sometimes it's finicky console to other company console, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Sony finally budged.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay. Sean, anything else you played you want to talk about?
I don't know. Want to talk about AOE4? How much more did you play?
AOE4. I've played two more levels of the campaign stuff. I still like that game a lot. I think that the presentation they do on, like, the documentary stuff is, like, really, really good. Like, really, like, History Channel level, when History Channel was good. Good, like, learning about... Oh, God. Oh, man. What's his name? Conqueror. The Conqueror. William
Conqueror.
Sounds
like you really learned about it.
I learned a lot. Listen, it's been... I was Extra Life, too, so, like... Cut me a little slack.
I'm just making fun.
William the Conqueror. But it's like, that stuff is really good. And then I feel like the actual AoE stuff is pretty good. Like, I think it plays very well. I don't think it's anything like to be amazed by, but I think it's pretty good.
As far as how many factions I keep running into in the campaign, because I'm at the Mongolia part, and I'm fighting against the Chinese and also like the Turks. And it's like, I think all these factions are. I think you can pick them all in the camp and the multiplayer, and kind of surprised at how many factions there are. But also, I haven't really played AOE before, so. But it's really fun just like the mechanical differences between playing the Mongols and like playing the British or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like game keeps. I'm very very high on the game. It's pretty good. It's a a very good strategy game in 2021. So I wasn't
expecting that. If I was a bigger AoE person, probably my game of the year, because it's just that like weird presentation wise stuff. I can see it on some lists by the end of the year, though. It's very.
I just haven't played like a strategy game in so long that like I think just I'm not a big AoE fan, but I think I just enjoy it a bunch.
Yeah, yep. And
because like there's annos and stuff that have been about, but I like those like 4X's. You build a base and you've got an hour to do it, an hour a session. It's yeah. Like, I don't need
to. Like StarCraft or something like that.
Yeah.
Or
Warcraft. Well, but a lot easier. a lot easier right, to yourself, right. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, I can get sucked into the 4Xs, but I don't love them games because after a while, I never want to ever finish a game because, like, halfway through, I just don't know what to do. So, definitely more like the Iron Harvest and the AoE type RTS that I don't think people.
Command and Conquer, yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go.
Let's go, Command & Conquer Red Alert. Yeah.
Competitive Heroes, yeah. Let's go. Or, yeah.
Okay.
Halo Wars, let's go.
Halo Wars.
Go. I'll kick your ass in Halo 1, Wars 1. Not 2, because 2, Halo Wars 2 sucks. Halo Wars 1, one of my best, one of my favorite games ever.
He will kick your ass. He kicked my ass pretty well. it was mean what he did to me, but you know,
sorry. Anyways,
one unit and then just killed me.
Anyways, he
killed me.
Arbor's kind of shooting, or playing the Prophet's kind of shooting, because if you don't know, counter him, he will just kick your ass. Anyways
yeah, AoE very good. I think they've put it on a, I wouldn't say it's like, oh, the genre defining, the greatest AoE game, but I think it puts it on a really level foot now where if they wanted to come back and do 5, I think they have a lot of ideas here, and they have a path forward to make it like a, I don't know, to bring back.
Do they, though?
Consistent AoE 5s.
Do they? Maybe.
I think they would do like a new mythology game or
do
something.
A new mythology, though. Let's get a new mythology game.
Because like 4 is like, it's not really an evolution. It's just a very good version of the formula.
A good version.
So yeah, they already did that. So yeah, there's not really a reason to have 5. Because they already have 4, and they already have it on Game Pass. They don't need to make a 5. So
yeah, not for at least a long time, but...
Yeah.
It's good that they made it.
Mythology. Whatever.
Mythology. That one. Can't wait to play dwarves again. Love dwarves. Everybody loves them.
But then Warhammer 3 is coming out on Game Pass, so...
Yeah, Warhammer 3 is coming out. Very excited
is
about that.
Is that the 4, the... 40,000K? I forget the terminology. Where's that one?
Where's... Oh, you mean, the four-player co-op?
No.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, he's talking about which timeline is it. Is it Space Marines?
You're right. The four-player co-op one. When's that four-player... The Vermintide, the 40K?
Next year sometime. I think it was
the good one.
It's
gonna be a while.
I wanna kill orcs, not rats.
Wow.
And I want space guns. Okay.
You want space
not fucking
guns.
That's pitchforks.
Okay, we never use pitchforks.
I use
swords.
I use magic, thank you very much.
I don't care about magic. I want fucking space laser guns and jetpacks.
And they put out a whole blog post this week. Anyway, I've been getting way into Warhammer stuff and looking at getting like a 3D printer. It's been a nightmare week. Anyway, let's move on.
I never really thought of that, but... Yeah, I bet Warhammer people must be kind of pissed with, like, 3D printers. You could just 3D print your fucking Warhammer men's.
Mm-hmm. No way. They would never be upset with that. I mean, maybe they are, but...
It fucking kills their business. Except for the metal ones.
It hasn't really had that much of an impact. They can't really. The scans aren't good enough yet, really, and you can't really make a good enough model.
A detailed enough small 3D print, yeah.
So it's not, they're not concerned yet, but they will be. Because that's what I would do, because I'm not spending like $200 on a, and even though I want a Nurgle, but $200 for a Nurgle, I'm not buying a $200 Nurgle, you know?
I mean, you could probably still play the game and just build your own tokens and have it be like abstract, and it doesn't really matter, but
You think I'm going to a game place and playing a game? I'm painting these things and they're going on a wall. That's all I'm going to do with them. It's a nightmare. I don't know.
That's what most Warcraft people kind of did.
Really? I don't want to play a game.
It's like Pokemon cards. No one,
you look, my hair,
no one actually
look like
played the game.
Crazy. Yeah. It's cool. But yeah, it is Warhammer. It is Sigmar. It is not the God Emperor of Mankind that is coming out on Game Pass. Warhammer 3. It is Khorne and Slaanesh, my friend. It's cool. Grand Cathay, you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. yeah, so it's
cool. Also, I got Hu Tao and Genshin, and she's very cute. And
I'm jealous.
It took a long time and a lot of promos, but I got her, and I like her a lot.
That's cool.
I wish I had a better weapon for her, but you know, I'm a cheapskate, so I'm not doing the fucking weapons.
Yeah, no, don't roll for weapons. No. That's crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm scared.
And good thing, because I'm not doing the next banner because it's just reruns for characters, and I don't need them. So I can save up for the himbo. That's the new himbo.
Yeah, himbos. Himbo.
Who's got some tight shorts on, Hu Tao?
Yes.
CJ's looking around the mic like.
Sorry, that's where my Chrome stream section is.
Oh man, Mitch got blocked by our bot. There you go, Streamlabs bot got ya. What a pause! I gotta figure out.
So we're talking about Streamlabs.
Talk about Streamlabs destroying their credibility. Is a thing. We're moving away from that. So there are some technical issues still. Oof. I apologize. Oof. So. Ramzar Baghdad no longer supports Streamlabs. That's all we have to say.
Does Genshin have, like, skins? Like, skin variant? Like, costumes?
Yes.
Or do you just roll for the people and, like, XPs? Okay, so there are, like...
There are costumes, yeah.
Seasonals?
Oh, no, it's not like... Well, actually, yes.
Like, is there a winter one, kind of. Halloween shit? Okay.
Yeah, there's, like, during the summer stuff, there were events you could do to earn a swimsuit costume for one of the characters. Perfect. But also, the other swimsuit costume, you had to pay paid currency only to get it, so... I have one of them and not the other.
Yeah, the one you can earn for free, the other one you had to pay $20 for. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's for Barbara and Jean.
Jean, yeah.
But they only done it once, and that was 6 months ago, so it's very irregular.
I've Googled Genshin Impact swimsuit, and I just don't know which of these are correct, so I'm just going to leave this.
It's probably just all, yeah.
You know what I want you to do? Just type in Rule 24 Genshin Impact.
Yeah, 24 is the one.
Yeah.
Rule 24.
That's the swimsuit rule. Yep.
They're not very titillating, so you don't have to worry about it. It's a Chinese company, so you don't get good stuff.
Yeah, it's not that's like booba or whatever.
I mean, I saw some, but yeah. I mean,
they have some curves for sure, but... They're not.
Mostly on pillows.
I mean,
you want to talk about something?
I don't.
Let's move on to Mary.
Oh, what?
Let's talk about video games. What you got? What's up?
Okay. I played a lot of video games because video games finally came out past couple weeks. I have not. It's more just like I've started all of these games than really like completed them. The only game I have completed since the last podcast was House of Ashes with you. But yeah, other than that, I have been playing Forza 5 like everybody. So I'll talk about that later. Yeah. Forza Horizon 5. Shin Megami Tensei 5 just came out and I have been playing that very slowly. Because most of the time when I get the actual time to play a game, I'm very tired. So it's usually just Forza, and I don't have to use my brain like I do with Shin Megami Tensei. But yeah, I'm enjoying Shin Megami Tensei so far. The writing's very good. It's hard without feeling like stupid, like annoying hard so far. It runs very well on the Switch, which I was surprised by. Yeah, since like so far.
It's the Switch.
Yeah, and that too. Like there hasn't been like weird menu lag or just like it totally hitching up or anything like that, so that's good.
I heard the open world stuff maybe not so good though. The open world.
Yeah, it's not as good, but it's not like I've definitely played worse on the Switch. Like it's considering like this game, it runs way better than like Bravely Default 2 does. Yeah. And it looks much better too. Yeah, so I've been playing that. I've barely gotten anywhere in it, so I can't really talk about it that much. Other than that, hey, it works. And people have done some data mining and found information for like PS4 and PC versions possible in that too. So probably that'll come out in a year. I've also been playing a lot of Starlight Stage, the phone Idolmaster Cinderella Girls game. They just came out with a brand new event after like 6 years of this game. They have a brand new event where you can make your own card for an idol called the My Style Idol. And basically you get this card that you make. You get to pick which artwork you have, which outfit you want for the girl through stuff that you already have unlocked. And then you go through like these challenge towers. There's a main tower and then towers for each of the different stats that you raise. And you basically start with a normal rank card, and going through these challenge towers, you can build it up to SSR. And these cards, you can make 3 of them per event.
Goodbye, DJ.
Yeah, you can make 3 of them per event for different idols for each card. Like, building them up is a total grind and total super pain in the ass. But also, these cards have become kind of meta-defining for the score stuff, and I'm never going to have a good card, I can tell already. Aww. Like, it's just so much fucking grinding. Mm-hmm. Like, even the super hardcore people are talking about how this event is just, like, too damn much.
Wow.
So, my card is a rare level card right now, and that's with me playing it like every day when I can, which still isn't as much time as I was able to play it before baby,
right.
But still, but yeah, it's a neat idea. I'm glad they're doing it, but I think they need to, I don't know, I don't want to say make it easier, because they're trying to make it more of a handicap for the crazy ass grinding people, but sure, if you're casual at all, like, this event is basically, like, worthless. You can't do any auto ticket stuff on it. It's just, you have to be playing. If you want to be, like, doing the real thing, you have to be playing this one song in this one mode over and over and over again, basically, and it's not very fun that way. So, it's a neat idea. Hopefully it'll make it better.
Yeah, it seems like good in-game content to, like, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Being able to make your own custom card and earn like items that let you change skills, it's really cool if you have a hole in a team that would normally be high scoring and you have a specific kind of card. That way you can grind up on this card instead of spending money hoping you get like this one specific card that you don't have. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, it's neat. I also started playing, barely, so I won't really talk about it, the new Side M Idolmaster phone game.
Ooh.
Where they basically made it into Bang Dream now. So it plays like an actual rhythm game instead of shitty, okay, like 3D. The previous Side M phone game they made. I think they thought like girls wouldn't be able to play it or something because it was like brain dead right. easy. No, it fucking sucked. So they put out a good game finally, but I've barely played any of it. So yeah. And then the other main Idolmaster game I've been playing is Starlit Season. That is a mainline Idolmaster game that has characters from all of the different productions except for the dude one. But like, it's got shiny Moss. It's got Million Live. It has regular Idolmaster. It's got Cinderella Starlights. Girls characters. Yeah. Yep.
Cinderella Girls. Yep.
And I'm playing it on PC, and it is cool. It is very similar to the last PS4 mainline Idolmaster game I played, but with the addition of new characters and it being on PC and like supporting ray tracing, you can actually do a lot of mods with the game too. People are working on an English patch. It's a cool game. It still is very stat-based. You are basically trying to grind up each of these girls and forming different units. You do mini games for like dance lessons and visual lessons and stuff like that. When you have an actual live performance, though, is very different gameplay wise from the last PS4 game. The last PS4 game was just basically like straight up rhythm game, like Hatsune Miku or whatever, with some stats laid underneath.
Right.
This one, you have to, you basically have a free form kind of rhythm gameplay where you have to hit the note on the beat and you just have to hit every beat. Which character you have perform the note is different. So let's say I need my center idol. This part of the song is focused on vocal, and she has the highest vocal score, and her tension meter is also the highest. So I should hit notes with her for a while until her tension meter starts going down. Then maybe focus on a different idol that has a very close high stat. And so you're just scanning like the bottom third of the screen constantly, seeing who has the highest numbers and trying to hit the characters with the highest numbers in time to the beat, which is harder to do than you would think. So I kind of like this new gameplay thing they did because it is very numbers focused and you have to pay attention to what you're doing. And there are different like skills that you can level up that affect like tension bonuses and like it's a pretty complicated gameplay section, and I kind of appreciate that they made that part of the game more complicated. That also makes it harder and a little bit more grindy too. Like, you can sometimes fuck yourself up and you have to go back like a month in the schedule to really fix like what you did stat wise. Like, oh, surprise, the song coming up, they really want high vocal stats, and I was training my dance instead, so I screwed myself over, and now I have to replay this month again. Like, that's only happened, like, once, because I'm trying to keep a balance on my training, but there are so many ladies in this game that you have to train up. It seems like it's going to be pretty grindy overall. And the last PS4 game was super grindy too, but overall I'm enjoying it. It's neat having it on PC. It's neat having it with super nice graphics. Like, the characters' outfits are so detailed. Like,
nice.
Like, you can see Haruka has on a skirt and she has like a leather detailing buckle on like the side of the skirt, and the leather is all super fancy and you can see the stitching and everything. Like, they put a lot of detail into the character models. Like, the characters get all drippy with sweat at the end of a song, too.
Oh, yeah,
which I wasn't expecting. And so that's kind of cool.
Get my idols all sweaty.
Yeah. And a lot of the mods out right now, there's one cool mod that I already downloaded that has better hair physics. So, like, the hair is less weighty.
Tress kind effects.
Of, yeah.
Tress effects.
It flows better. There's, like, mods to change boob sizes.
Perfect.
Which
at least
is
you don't
weird.
Have to buy it.
Yeah. Well, these are all fan-based things. There's, like, mods to add different anime. You can replace characters with, like, basically other anime characters. Like, the new character they added for this game, who's not in any of the other previous Idolmaster games, I think her name is Shizuka, or... Yeah, I believe so. But she basically looks like Rem from ReZero. So they're like obviously okay. There are mods to change her into that. She basically looks almost exactly the same as her, just different colored hair. But yeah, it's neat so far. I like all of the character moments in it. Like the character models are cool. It's neat to see fancy, like high def versions of these characters I've only played in like phone games. So that's pretty cool. The animations are a little stiff. Like it's like, oh, I'm going into this one pose now. Like I'm obviously transitioning into this other pose. Like when you're doing like the conversation parts, but the dances are all super great. It's a good Idolmaster game so far. It's not trash, so that's cool.
You've got this on Steam, right?
Yes, yeah.
Even though it's only available in Asian regions?
Yes, okay. You have to do a VPN, yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering why I couldn't find it on Steam. I was wondering if this was a US, Europe, like, not for Europe.
No.
Okay, so it's just not for Westerners' eyes. Okay.
Yes, yeah. There's a complicated process where you have to basically like create a new Steam account, use a VPN, you friend this Steam account, all this other crap. But
okay,
it's neat though being able to play it on PC because it looks fancy
yes.
and the ray tracing
yeah.
is so cool. Like all the ray tracing really does is add a reflection of like the stage. So you can see your characters. No, that's not. I mean, I guess if you're, it wasn't blatant like that for me. It was more just like, oh, cool, it's reflected. But no, it's not.
It's reflected. That's why I need to buy a 3060.
Be quiet.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I guess. You could add in the sweat, though, so I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
it's not
exactly.
that here.
You can always add the sweat.
Ray trace the sweat.
But yeah, no, it's...
sweat puddles on the floor.
I'm thinking of maybe streaming it or something if I ever get a chance
yeah,
to
yeah, that would be good.
Please, yeah, I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Please.
It's a neat game so far. I'm enjoying it a lot, even though it's kind of difficult.
How much was it, or is it free?
It's $60. It's the standard
Boo,
price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo. Maybe ping me or something if it goes on sale on like the Black Friday sale. That's
sure.
semi-tempting.
But yeah, I need to play it and I need to actually beat it, but that has not happened yet because I keep playing a lot of Forza 5 instead because I'm too tired. And if you are not staying consistent on that beat and getting combos, you are playing the game wrong. So
right.
if you're too tired and fucking up, it's not going to be a good time. Even the like little mini games for lessons, some of them are pretty fucking hard. Like the dance mini game is basically Parappa, but you don't get any break in between. They're like, hit the D-pad this direction on doot, 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 and then you need to do it, like, immediately and not fuck it up, and it's harder than it looks. I don't know. But yeah, it's a fun game. I'm enjoying it.
Last question. Is there, like, not a season pass, but is there, like, events and stuff to unlock more skins or outfits and stuff, or is that just built into the game, like, story?
A lot of it is built into the game, but... I know for a fact, like, on the previous PS4 game, they eventually started doing, like, song and costume DLC, and
sure.
people have been talking about this game with data mining. They have found data for other characters, so people think they will add in other characters for DLC, too, which
okay.
is That they have not really done that before, and that could be cool, and that's actually a lot more complicated and a lot of work with the way this game plays, so that could be neat.
Cool.
Do you think not having a gacha element makes you not want to play the game more, or...
I don't know. Yeah, that definitely is motivation. Like, hey, I need to do my dailies or whatever the hell. That probably right. is part of it. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Yeah. That, and it's more of a game.
Yeah. Okay.
So I need to have like time set aside.
It looks like it. Yeah.
I can't just like bang out a song or whatever
right.
and then go on my way.
Okay. Well, this looks cool though.
Why would they not localize that in English? Like,
you would think, right?
Oh, is there no English? Is there English subs?
No.
Ah, fuck. Then I'm not wasting my money.
Yeah, I don't.
Right. Yeah, why wouldn't they?
I don't get that. Is it a licensing reason or?
It might be a music licensing factor. Like, a lot of the songs are on Columbia, but. The music rights are split up sometimes between the different versions of Idolmaster, so that might be part of it. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, they brought out the VR game in English for some reason, like on PSVR. That's in English. They brought out an iPhone game that they sold for way too much money and nobody bought because it was way too expensive. It was like a $60 iPhone game. Nobody bought it.
I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
And those are the only two, like, official English things, unless you count, like, Idolmaster costumes being in Tales of or whatever. Yeah, I don't know why they haven't bothered. I think it's just a lot of work. I think they feel like they would have to, like, dub all of the characters and stuff, which no.
Yeah, no. You can just do subs.
But like, yeah. Really. There's like 50 Hatsune Miku games out here, so. Like.
I know. Well, that's Sega, but.
Sure, yeah.
I think Sega is more like, we'll just do whatever.
That's fair.
I think this is. It was originally Namco, not Namco Bandai, that put these games out, and I'm not right. sure. I think they're worried that, like, oh, it's. She's listed as being 14, yet you're making her work and putting her in costumes and I don't know. Yeah, I could see, like, yes, if it was real people that you were doing this to, I would not be cool, but it's fake anime children, so that's not an argument I should get into. I don't know. Okay. That could go bad. Never mind. But yeah. I don't know why they haven't brought anything out in English, because they've brought it out in Korea, like in Korean. They've brought it out in Chinese. I don't know why English would be the no, don't do it, but I don't know. It's not like there's anything like that crazy or gross or I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, there is one. There's a couple of problematic characters now that I think about it. There's the girl in Cinderella Girls whose whole gimmick is that she likes grabbing boobs. That probably wouldn't. Never mind.
That's just anime. Okay. I don't know.
That's just, yeah, that's true. It's one
Hasn't,
character.
Hasn't Cinderella Girls game come over here, though?
Yeah, like, that PSVR, the PlayStation VR game, came out weird. Over here, which VR. Is weird.
But, yeah. Is she in that one? Do you know?
I don't think she is. I think they only put the most popular ones in there, and she wasn't as popular at that time because she did not have a voice actor yet. So.
Ah.
She's more popular now that she has a voice. And now that the voice actress actually participates in a lot of like live stream events for Idolmaster.
People are fucking buying cameos for people to say fucking Idolmaster names or whatever.
Right? I know. Wow. Yes, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they influenced the last election by hiring the voice of Solid Snake to talk about how he liked this one specific idol, and they
what?
Yeah, and he influenced the election in Japan and here.
Yes.
And yeah, and there's a bunch of fan art about Snake liking that one idol now. So, Natalia, the Brazilian, Japanese-Brazilian girl. And she actually, she did very well that year. And they changed the rules saying not to do any sort of outside the game campaigning. And they made it to where you can't view like who's winning anymore and stuff to discourage that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they haven't brought it out over here.
Yeah, marketing probably.
Yeah, just marketing. And they're afraid of articles that could possibly be written, I'm guessing.
Would Fox News care, though?
Mm.
I don't know. There's worse shit that people they can probably find.
That's true. There's definitely worse stuff, but...
I don't know.
They were all cool with that one guy posting Attack on Titan modified footage.
Yeah, I saw that.
For political reasons, yeah.
Yep.
All right, DJ, sir, we'll move on.
Is it Forza time?
I've been spending a lot of time, like, upstairs here playing, like, it was free a couple weeks ago on the Epic Game Store, the PC Building Simulator.
Okay.
That just takes a bunch of my time, so I've been playing a lot of that. That's pretty fun. I don't think I'll get to the, like, the hard mode or the, like, the free build mode. I don't think I'll get that far into it. But I do like, I like the not true to life of it, but, like, the... sometimes finicky computer cases you see and stuff like, oh, you need to take this bullshit off to get to this stuff and whatnot. It's fun looking at the different cases and what that I can't afford and like the graphics cards that I'm never gonna buy. It's nice because when I first saw the game, I thought the DLC and stuff was like, hey, Republic of Gamers kit is like all the Republic of Gamers stuff to like build PCs with. But I looked into it when it was free and it turns out it's just like workshops or something. Like you get a neon sign for EVGA shit. Like Razer's logo is on the corner and it's all green and black or some garbage. Yeah.
Right.
Like it's not worth buying those things at all. So it's nice that the work they've done with like modeling all the graphics cards and modeling all the motherboards and stuff are actually in the game, which I think is cool. I've been playing a lot of that while I've been up here. And then what else? I played like a tiny amount of Next Space Rebels. It's that rocket game. Like you can like put on a drawing pad like your own different like rockets, little bottle rockets effectively, and then you can sort of just like shoot them into the sky. I think Popcans has some words.
No. Oh, I was trying to
You're just waving.
Sorry. I was blinded. Go ahead.
It's fine. That's interesting. It's got a weird look to it and like I worry that it's very slow, like, unlocking the tools and parts for you to use to make bigger and better rockets.
This is FMV?
It's built on, like, you're on, like, some computer, effectively, and you have, like, a couple apps, and it's, like, it's definitely a YouTube clone. So, technically, yes, it's FMV, but it's built under, like, the guise of, like, Rocket Girl is this cool girl who, like, makes kick-ass rockets, and she's super popular, and you eventually want to be her, and make the best cool, funky rockets. And that's, like, kind of the premise, and then you meet a bunch of people who comment on your videos. Who are just like, hey, I've got this shit, make it into a rocket, and so you do, and you get... views and subscribers and all that sort of stuff. It's okay, but yeah, it's the story is kind of middling there, and I think the loop cycle to get more parts is pretty poor. And then I think I read somewhere as well, like, there's a lot of bugs in this game. Like, when I first loaded it up, the menu just wasn't working. Turns out people had luck, like, just completely full restarting their Series X console, and that worked, but sometimes it didn't for some people. And then I think I've also encountered a bug where apparently someone's meant to talk to you, like, in their DMs and stuff, and say, like, hey, you can, if you install this part, you can rotate your drawings or something. And I think I missed that, or I read something somewhere where, like, you can miss that, and it doesn't appear again, which is not great if you want to, like, actually move your fucking rocket around so you can get boosters, like, not just left and right, and just like stack fucking boosters up, which is what I've been doing. I don't know. I'm not quite invested to continue on with that.
Right. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Cycle.
Okay. Why are you playing this?
It's free on Game Pass.
Oh, it is?
It looked cool as well.
It's
when
on Game Pass.
Okay, that explains, I guess.
It did look cool when it was on that trailer. It did look cool.
So it doesn't seem like a U type of game, though, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, my hope was it was, like, way, way easier than Kerbal Space Program. Yeah. But, like, semi just as fun, but it doesn't look like it's going to get that good at all.
Aww.
It's quirky. I don't know if it'll get better. And then, like, also you've got, like, this, when you're doing your videos, you've got a handy cam of the car, the rocket. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point you unlock a drone and then, like, the drone follows the fucking rocket up and stuff like that. But I don't think I'll ever get that far. I'll poke at this a few more times, but that's it.
Huh. I'm gonna play Undungeon now. Just came out.
Yeah, there you go. Play some Undungeon.
Install it right now. YOLO.
Check your Game Pass, people. For new games, because they're always appearing.
Cool.
It's a never-ending stream of games you might be interested in.
I gotta play Fae Tactics, because it has the word tactics in it, so.
Yeah. Yep. Now I remember when that game came out, and I was like, I kind of want to play this, but yeah, no.
Yeah, I remember that too. It seems like Final Fantasy Tactics. So, fuck that. Boys.
Oh, I think Tactics.
I think Dicey Dungeons is in Game Pass. I don't know
it
if that... I hear people say it's good.
I played it.
I hear people say it's good.
Yeah, I played it. It's pretty good. Roguelite.
Yeah, so I've got that installed, and I'll play that eventually. I want to play Inscription, but that's not on the Xbox Game Pass or anything, which is a shame.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
So sorry. It's not even on, like, Xbox at all. So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked in the Microsoft store to find it, and it's just not there. It's a shame. The Xbox Microsoft store, I should say, might be on the PC one. Yeah.
Huh. It's just a PC game right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that eventually jumps.
Especially because it's a Devolver Digital game. But anyways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyways.
I don't think any of his other games came to consoles, though. I don't know.
Pony Island. I felt like Pony Island did, but I don't know.
I looked it up, and they're only showing Windows, OS X, and Linux, so...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And there's a part where they do... things with your computer in that game, so I don't know if they could.
That's
true. I was thinking that. Yeah, though, isn't Doki Doki Club the own consoles now? So
yes, it is. So you can do something, I guess. But
I think I heard they changed it a little bit because of that. So
oh, okay. Yeah, I should look up what they did to get that section of the game on Switch.
Yeah, they
how do you.
And all the file stuff, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely changed it, so that's why I heard people saying, like, the original is still valid. So, anyways.
Okay. Yeah, Forza Horizon 5.
Thanks, host.
You guys can talk first.
You're welcome.
how are you guys... I'm surprised people are still so merry. You're actually still playing it. I'm surprised. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone stopped at this point.
I mean, I think I'm like, I don't know. I'm not really paying attention to like the seasonal pass type stuff. I'm just going through the game and doing races, and I have almost unlocked like all of the events or whatever now. So I probably will play less of it, but it's such a like fun game to play when I'm really tired and I just want to like watch a video on the side or something. Like,
yep,
I need something to do while I'm doing something else. Like, it's one of those games for me.
Yeah, it was good for like Extra Life with me with that. Like, let's boot it up. I need something. I need to be awake.
You played it like right away though. Like, what are you talking about?
I know. That's true. Maybe I was already sleepy then.
you fucked up.
I fucked up. I did. Yeah, I
mean, aww.
Like, I don't know why you started like 6. Like, this seems like a bad time to start.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This is me. Sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
But yeah, I'm having fun with it. I really love how the cars control, like, on a controller. Like, it feels...
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, but it feels... When, like, the tires are skidding on a drift and I'm, like, holding the trigger button, it feels like it's gripping the road. And I don't know what in my brain is making it feel like I'm actually, like, driving a race car. Even though I'm just pushing triggers and, like, hitting sticks, like, it still feels really good. And I don't know how they did that. And I don't remember that in the previous game, but maybe it was like that.
Not in 4?
Yeah, I don't remember that happening in 4, but maybe I just never noticed it. I don't know.
I never loved the feeling of the past Horizon games, but this one I like quite a bit.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like the cars are grippy in, like, the back tires in a weird... I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but...
What are your, like, go-to couple of cars you're driving is, like, a good question.
I use an 18 Honda Civic RX something, or... No, that's the Mazda shit. That's the other car I use. Yeah, it's like a Honda Civic GTR 18.
Right.
One of the Civics, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's generally with all the cars, though. You know, I don't think it's...
Some of them feel different, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can definitely get some differences with these cars. And have you, like, done any of the, like, upgrading stuff or whatever?
Yes.
Or have you just left them kind of stuck? Yeah. So it really can change based on the upgrading, which is what I kind of like mostly about this game. Is the fact there's like 600 or so cars, and even just the simplest change of all-wheel drive from front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive can totally change the car.
Mm-hmm. And I like...
So I was, yeah.
And I'm stupid when it comes to tuning, but if you press like the start button, same, you can get like automatic tuning setups that people have set up already.
Yeah.
And it'll show you like, oh, this ups your speed and ups your handling, but it lowers like acceleration or whatever.
Yeah. Those used to be in the game, but they were like finicky to find. It was like in a different like hidden menu essentially. Mm. So they've made it way more obvious. Mm-hmm. And the like... There's another button where you can say, like, custom upgrade, or, like, when you go to upgrades, you can click another button, I forget the specific term, where it's, like, set upgrades, and, like, it specifically sets your car to S1 at 900, or A at 800, or B at 700. This is the first time they've done that, so that's really cool.
Oh,
so you
that
aren't
is nice.
Wasting, like, 20, like, 5, 10 minutes going... Oh, this exhaust adds it to 702. That fucks me over. What can I do here? Can I reduce the braking or something? It, like, they've already done that, or like have some AI scale to do that. So that's really nice for this game as well.
That is nice. Maybe I will look in, because I have a few cars that I bought that did not have like fan-made tuning setups already. So I was like,
yeah,
well, shit, I'm not going to bother with it. But hearing that the game has some automatic stat stuff, that would be cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the auto tuning is always going to be like way better, especially if some if you can see something that's ranked like 5 stars or whatever by a bunch of people, and you know you're getting something pretty good. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The screen that you see there as well. I've only seen it once, but that's also different. You know how you have that like the circle?
Yes.
With the like stats that are going up. That's new for this game as well. Oh. The other game, it just had numbers. Huh. So like you're just looking at the number disparity. So having that visual feedback is also cool and new for this game. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I just think they've done a lot of touches around the edges that have made it like a better overall package.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like a mod for Forza Horizon 4, but it's like a very good mod. Like, it's very, very good.
A great mod.
Yeah, like, I'm not having to actually buy the game over again.
That helps.
So, so that also helps my impression. But yeah, I like the setting. It's nice.
The setting is incredible.
Yeah.
It's a lot of very such a good
environments.
Change.
Yeah.
Like, I was super happy that England finally got some reference, because then I could be like, oh, like, I've been to Edinburgh, I know these these roads and stuff, and like, I'd driven this before, well, didn't drive there, I've walked in these streets and stuff, and like, England's almost never in video games, unless it's like 1600s or some like 1800s Victoria or some shit. And Watch Dogs Legion also did a real fucking piss poor job there, pretty much. So it was nice in that aspect, but then you kind of seeing the disparity between Forza Horizon 4 and Forza Horizon 5's different worlds, you could also realize, oh, England has like fucking nothing. It's got rolling hills, like a tiny city in a zone, and then like just kind of rolling hills and like cottages on occasion.
Big lake. That's
yeah,
all
you
got.
Can show a lake, yeah.
Yeah, whereas like Forza Horizon 5 truly shows like, yeah, they've really outdid themselves with like the different locations in this game.
Yeah, there's like jungly areas, there's beaches, there's like hill country, like scrub, desert.
Yeah,
stuff.
Desert land.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the north it's all like foresty and green and stuff.
I even saw some snow.
There is, yeah.
A volcano?
Yes, a volcano.
Yeah, they haven't shown the like active volcano yet. That might be in the next season or the season after or something.
Yeah, it's cool. I really like it. I think that's a pretty darn good game. I gotta play some more of it though at some point. So.
And I'm able to find Idolmaster car livery.
It's
so.
Cool.
I mean, that's all really what we all here for, you know?
Yeah. The anime is very prevalent in this game, which is very good.
Tons of VTubers.
I'm very pleased with that.
Love it.
I still wish they sorted the car livery like a little better. Like you can do keywords and you can type in keywords, but I kind of wish they did a little bit of that sorting like on their own. And like if you could just be like, show me all the anime lady cars, that would be nice.
I feel like in the previous games, cartoon in keyword one cartoon used to be the like best I could find, but a lot of the like anime skin people just didn't use that tag. But in this game it's like way more like I think they've just accepted they're never gonna get an anime tag, so we'll accept that these are just gonna be called cartoons.
I found a lot of car skins, especially made by like Japanese players, in the character section too. Like there's a character tag,
character,
and
okay.
a lot of them are there. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like even if I search like Idolmaster, sometimes stuff comes up, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's I don't know. I wish the categorizing was a little better, or if fans could add like categories to it or something. I don't know, like the tags on Steam or something. Like if there was a little bit more, if you could dial it down a little more, that'd be all cool. But that's whatever, I can still find stuff, it's fine. It would be nice.
Oh well, did everyone freeze? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, you froze for a second.
I froze for a second. cool. Yeah, Forza. Still continues to be great.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. I'm always still playing a bunch of games on it. Did you guys do the Jeep? The Jeep system.
I only
send out some willies.
I got one Jeep, I had like just got the super wheel spin, and I was like, okay, cool, time for me to get another Jeep then. And then the patch came out, and I was like, well, oh,
that's unlucky.
Fuck it. My Jeep was cool too. I got a Barbie Jeep skin that turns it.
Great.
It makes it look like the Power Wheels, like kids toy, where it's driving a good Barbie Jeep. It's cool. But yeah.
I spent about a day doing that. Well, a couple of hours doing that, and I got up like 30 cars and like a million credits. It was very good while it lasted.
But yeah, I haven't really done any of the exploity kind of stuff, like the AFK races, custom races, and stuff like that. Like, yes, I will have the game running in the background constantly because I'm busy doing other stuff and I don't mind leaving my computer running.
Sure,
but I'm not doing that far. I'm not bothering.
Yeah. What else is there, seeing as you guys are kind of done talking about
Forza.
it's very fun to like customize the cars and just like figure out what's good and what's not, because on paper sometimes like a car sounds great and then like it just can't really control at all, and then sometimes like I've got this Jaguar F-Pace, which is like an A-class car, but it's really fucking grippy and shit, and it's like it's essentially my go-to car now if I'm doing stuff much. And then there's a very fun I think it's like a Dodge Charger that I got, where its launch and acceleration is like 10 out of 10 for everything, but its speed is like 2.8. So it gets to about, it can do like 0 to 100 in like a second and a half, but then it maxes at about 130 miles. So it's at peak speed, and then it just can't go any faster. It's very fun hearing it top out. Yep. Then it's just done.
Just drag racing, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not even
no.
that.
You're gonna make
you're
it.
You're going like 10 meters, and then drag race.
And then everybody would pass you.
Then everyone's gone. It's like, well.
Everyone goes, "Oh shit, that car's fast." Oh wait, no, it's not.
Oops.
Yeah.
I am laughing too loud. This baby's asleep. I should be quiet.
Yeah, baby's asleep. She's across the house though for me, so that's okay.
For me too.
Everybody, come on now.
But yeah, like it's fun tinkering with cars as well, just to see what cars are great and what cars are not. And then the Forza Horizon cars that you can get in the wheel spins, I think they've like outdid themselves this time around, because usually when you would get them, sometimes they wouldn't be great, or they'd still like kind of control badly, or they wouldn't be the best in like. Wouldn't be very good to use as a serviceable car anyway, but in this game, like, everyone I've used has been, like, pretty superb. Like, I got the Ford Puma Horizon car really early on, and that's, like, extremely good in the dirt tracks and such. Mm-hmm. There's a BMW S2 Forza Horizon, like, wheel spin car that they have, and you don't need to touch that car because that is, like, really, really finely tuned. It's super strong off-road and stuff. It's very fast. They've done, I think Mary put it precisely, it's kind of like a mod to Forza Horizon 4, where they've fine-tuned everything around it and then put it in this much bigger, much nicer looking, more finely detailed map where you want to actually explore a bunch more.
I still hate every time I go to a special bonus board though, and it's on a roof, and I'm like, well, I'm never getting this one then. Yeah.
It's even worse when you kind of forget it's there and then you mark it on the map, so you go to it and you're like, oh, this fucker.
Yes, that happens all the time. That's the only shitty part of the game for me, really.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, fast travel, it takes a long time for A, to unlock fast travel, which is in a house, an expensive house, and then B, By default, it's like 10,000 credits, and you have to get like at least 25 of those boards before you even consider like making it 5,000, and that's still quite a bit.
I feel
it's
like
kind of shitty.
The only thing I get from wheel spins though is credits, so I kind of don't mind.
Yeah, generally.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got quite a bit of cars, but again, like, I get 2 VIP wheel spins a week. I did the Jeep trick a bunch. So, yeah. And then the wheel spins, again, like, getting credits is fine because I'm also buying cars from the other show this time around. I'm not doing my Forza 4 thing of no buying cars. I've accepted that thing.
Yeah, I do spend a lot of money buying cars and then spend even more money tuning them. So,
yeah.
I'm trying.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do anyway.
No, yeah.
And the accolade system is also very good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a new thing, which really helps, like, not pad the story out, but like at least give you other things to strive for in this game. Because in the other game, like, you did the story stuff, and then that was kind of it. You kind of had to make your own fun, or like they were just heavily reliant on those festival playlists, which only gets you so far. So the accolades are actually a really good extra bit that they added this year.
A lot of the rewards are dumb stuff that I will never yes. use, though. Like, yeah. a lot of it right. is just like a pre-done text, like shouts you can do, like on the online service, yeah. and be like, I'm referencing a meme.
And like they're assigned Woo, to four D-pad, like you can choose 4 of them right, out yeah. of like 100 or so, and they're not easy to switch over and stuff. So like it's almost not gonna, I'm never gonna switch them over.
But they do have cars and like horns and
yes.
stuff in there too, at
There's
least.
Some cars, yep. They added, which is very good, they added the Windows 10 notification. So I very much like to drive up to real people and then just press that randomly on occasion in the hope that they're playing on PC.
And get confused. Yeah. Are you? That's yep. awesome. I need to do that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That would make the game disgusting. So fun for me. Just.
Good. See someone go to the pause menu once you press it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it'll display like in yeah. the map or whatever. Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, we got a real monster over here. That's I just think that's a little uncalled for, but
yeah, I'll obviously keep playing that game. I think I'm
yeah,
at about
definitely
200 cars now.
Jesus Christ.
I played a little early. I did the Jeep
like
trick, and I've got a ton of money anyway. Also, like, I only had to buy 2 houses. Like, the VIP thing, like, they give you, like, 2 houses for free, and you already have, like, so much excess money from it as well. So, like, they gave you, like, I swear they gave you 2 to 3 houses just for free, just for having that VIP thing. And then, I had to buy the final hotel thing, which I got the money from the Jeep trick. And then there was a house to the far left of the map, which I had to buy, which wasn't that expensive. So yeah, that's why I have so many cars, is because I paid to get extra money.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, and last thing I suggest, more Forza. Remember they brought in that car battle royale thing in Forza
yes.
Horizon 4?
Yeah.
It's in the game in Horizon 5.
Yeah.
What? I saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually
it.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I got second place last time I played it. It was fun.
Yeah. It's better on this map. I think it this map makes it better. It's much bigger. So you're not always finding people immediately. And like, the car drops are just a little bit better. The cars, I guess, are better. Yeah, something about the map just makes it, this game, the car battle royale, just better.
There's less dense trees, too, in this map than in, like, the England map, I feel like. So driving through, I don't know.
I felt the opposite. Really? I felt like with the England map, more often than not, you could just go in a straight line and you're safe. Like, you could see some forest, and then you'd be a bit worrisome, but there were so few and far between. Maybe it's just more like... Yeah, whereas in this game, in the desert zone, you've got those rock piles, which kind of spring up out of nowhere. Yeah. And then the jungle area, I feel like you actually have to slow down.
That's true, if you're not driving smart enough.
Yeah.
The water can really slow you down.
Yeah, that's why I think this map is just a bit more nuanced. You're not wrong, though. There's parts in Forza Horizon 4 where it's just like, hey, we've got a forest and fuck you. Like, there's just a row of these trees you're not going to break through.
I remembered one last thing about Forza Horizon 5. The issue of getting it to install properly and run sucked. I had to, like, uninstall and reinstall and uninstall and reinstall, like, over and over again. There's some kind of conflicting program that runs in the background of my PC, and if I don't, I have to, like, go through manually and make sure I shut down every kind of weird service, because if I don't, when I run the game, the launcher will be like, sorry, we weren't able to launch your game, and it gives me an error message and just quits out. And so I had to go on this Microsoft page that is like, okay, do all of this, repair your file, like right-click in the advanced options, do this, close out everything, make sure you turn your Windows Defender to like turn off real-time file scanning, do a proper full shutdown, and then start it back up and close all those other things again. And it's like, what in the hell? I'll try and find that Microsoft page. But yeah, I had to do like everything to get it to actually run.
Oh my God.
And then when the patch came out, I had to do all that same stuff over again because it refused to run. So
it's stupid.
That part still kind of sucks.
That is silly.
I wish they would. I blame the Microsoft Store still. Like, it's the back end. Like, also, my game, the Xbox launcher would get confused because it has Forza 5 labeled as like three different separate programs. There's like the standard edition, there's just Forza Horizon 5, and then the fancy edition. And you have the standard and the regular with like no extra stuff. And I just right-click on the side, the little left side, where it shows your icons of things you have installed, and just right-click that and hit launch, and it usually works most of the time, but it would be like, you need to install the game when I had already installed it, and all this other just stuff not working like it was supposed to, and it's super frustrating that that's still a thing with the Game Pass and the Windows Store.
Yeah, they really have to fix the, do you think it's fixed on Windows 11? I assume we're all on Windows 10. The Game Pass is a shit show.
It is.
No idea.
I don't know. I've heard of some people having to install, like, Windows 11 to try and get this issue to go away. And just, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure if they're over fix it. It's... I thankfully don't have many problems with Game Pass nowadays, but yeah, it's like, it's crazy how hard it is to like install it. Like, installing games is, I don't understand why it's so crazy.
I think there was a news story this week that talked about how Microsoft is going to go away from UWP for games because of the new Elder Scrolls game coming out eventually. Like, they need to be able to mod it, so they have they have like a timeline of fixing that stuff.
I know at one point they announced that people can not use WMP or whatever, but they recently announced that like people will be able to move game files and mod files directly.
Yeah, here's this news story from the 11th. Microsoft will finally allow Windows users to install PC games from the Microsoft Store or Xbox Game Pass for PC to any folder of their choice with unrestricted access.
Great.
Which is, that's...
I forgot that was a thing, too.
that's the problem that has been happening for me, is the whole permissions bullshit, like, not working. So if that gets rid of that, that would be cool, because that's like 99% of my problem with the Xbox app is just the fucking permissions bullshit.
And it'll just allow you to mod, like, use any mod, because technically you can use mods now, but it's not, there's some mods you can't use, because, like, it's mods that, like, changes the files that you can't use, but now if you can change the files, it's like, yeah, it's, you can use any mods. I can use all my nudie mods all I want. I'm like, wow. Go me.
You have a lot of those? You got a lot of those, huh?
Fallout New Vegas, I can play, you know, install some mods.
Okay.
Just saying.
Some mods, okay. But you have a lot of those nudity mods, man? You got quite a few.
You need variety. One.
I mean, I do have Scarlet Nexus, which is, you know, wink.
What?
What?
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I've certainly run into it over the years, problems with some of that stuff, but not lately, so I don't know.
It's always been a thing for me. It's weird. The stuff that breaks the most often is usually the Microsoft, like, published games for me, too, which is annoying and sucky. I don't know why.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Sean.
I forgot the whole my Halo problem, where I couldn't play Halo with Albie for, like,
a couple weeks. Can we even still? I don't really know.
I mean, we can, but for some reason, I couldn't play Halo at all. I tried updating it, but nothing worked. But all of a sudden,
he had it installed. It just would say, hey, you don't have this installed.
I uninstalled it.
No, but I do.
And I uninstalled it and reinstalled the game and still didn't fix it. But 2 weeks later, it magically worked.
It just started working. I don't know. Still got to beat all those Halo games, you know.
Yeah, you got to fucking reinstall it, bro.
I know. Well, I know. Okay.
Late four all is out on big, PC?
Though. That's a lot of.
Five is on a PC.
No.
But,
yeah.
Five is the last
but
one. Okay.
You can stream it, technically, so.
But nobody counts 5 as an actual Halo game. Let's be honest. That's trash game out there. So we're fine. You know, if we play that one, that's the one we don't get around to.
No.
But you got to finish the fight.
We should play that one, because I actually haven't beat it either, so.
So, like, when on the timeline of lore shit is Halo Infinite supposed to be?
It's the newest, the latest.
latest.
It's after 5?
Not a prequel or anything,
it's
yeah.
after 5,
okay.
Yes.
All
right. I assume. So here's the interesting thing. All right, now here we go. Here's some little lore thing. The end of Halo 3, Master Chief is in a ship, and then he's like kind of floating in space, right?
Cryostasis, yeah.
Yes.
He's floating in cryostasis. The beginning of Halo Infinite, at least from the trailers, is Master Chief floating in a thing in cryostasis.
Oh,
what
so
I'm
it could technically
is,
take place before
could
4 and
they
5, possibly?
Retcon 4 and 5 completely, and it just starts in 3. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Probably not, but huh?
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's all I got. That's my hot theory. That's my fan theory.
Again.
Thank you for my TED Talk.
It would be nice if they do that so I can just continue to ignore 4 and 5 and never play them ever.
That's fair. Though... Again, I haven't played 5, but yeah, I don't like 4 much, and yeah, I try playing 5, but I don't like it much. But I have no idea what the story is nowadays. Like, the story just frustrates me, where it's just like, they basically just brought back the Covenant, and that's just fucking dumb as shit, so.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, so I feel like, since they're bringing back the Covenant, shouldn't it? I don't know. Whatever.
But it's a rebel faction, so...
It's the rebels.
The rebel
alliance.
They're not blinded by religious stuff. They just want to kill things.
Just want to go blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's another thing. The happy birthday grunt sound you can like get as a horn in Forza, and that's cool.
Yes.
The yay! Yeah.
Good.
I like that.
Mary likes that.
I do. Yeah. I like it much better than...
All right, you want to run down some news, folks?
Like much better than the Battletoads theme?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Hey, you listen to me.
The Banjo-Kazooie ones are bad, too.
No, really? I like the Banjo-Kazooie ones. They're good.
I don't like that music.
Mary doesn't like
Banjo-Kazooie. So. Yeah,
I
don't. I
mean...
She's only a nuts and bolts kind of girl, you know?
I mean, I heard that about her.
That's what they say about me. Yeah.
What was the thing you said before the podcast that was such a great title? You gotta come up with that again. It was great. It was something about somebody's.
Let's go with the news. Come on.
Blizzard. It's a burning fire over at Activision Blizzard. Everything is bad.
I don't think that counts as video game news anymore because it's like the latest stuff was in the Wall Street Journal. That's just news. Yeah,
it's just news. Very bad. Anything else here? Everybody's talking about
that. Pisses me off because I still have Activision stock for some reason. And I.
What? Activision stock?
You fucked up.
I keep getting to sell it. So now it's for like $2 now.
You need to call over to Bobby.
May as well just hold it now.
Exactly. Like, what's the point?
To the moon.
Go in now. It's going to rise at some point. Then you can sell.
Fucking hope so.
Yeah, when Overwatch 2 comes out, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When Overwatch 2 comes out, Mary, that's the one. That's the game that's going to really. That's going to turn this sucker around. Overwatch 2, huh? All right.
Like,
great.
Even the newest Call of Duty people don't like. So I was like, fuck me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Sorry, I'll stop cursing.
You don't even like that Call of Duty. That Call of Duty seems like it's so bad. And then you got, like, and then Battlefield is, like, terrible, too. I don't know, man. Front Field? I don't remember what it is.
Opportunities there for Halo, I guess.
Halo?
I mean, yeah.
Tell you about my theories about Halo.
But.
Anyway, let's see here. What else we got here? Oh, I just had
maybe you should have looked up the news before the podcast. Maybe.
Hey.
Yeah, we have some parents to win right now.
Okay, we got some parents. We'll wrap it up. There was one news story I didn't want to talk. Oh, I want to talk about the Game Awards. They put out their category. I was just
yay.
You guys thought.
I would rather.
What's their esports one?
Any hot takes on that?
Go ahead, Mary.
It's easier to complain when they have picked the winners, and it's even worse than like the nominations. So I'm saving my. This is stupid for then.
Okay, good.
Fucking IGN. God.
Psychonauts 2 should win Game of the Year, though, right?
You haven't even fucking played it yet.
You haven't played it.
Okay. Moving on. Thank you for. That's been the news. Unless you've been playing GTA 4, 3. 2 or 1.
Man, I fucking knew it was just going to be the mobile ports. I said that as soon as it got announced.
I believe you said this on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did too. Yeah, I fucking knew it. You guys are all chumps.
Damn.
Whoever bought that. Well, I guess not because they
didn't throw that shade my way.
They did get copies of the old games now, at least, so. But yeah, like their whole launcher was broken.
Here you go.
They had files that were technically like illegal for them to have in the game still. Nuts. What? Oh, it's a baby.
Hello.
She can walk now, by the way. She can walk.
She's not waving.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh.
Hello.
She's just smushing her face up against the glass.
Great.
Trying to let you get in.
And with that, folks, we'll wrap up. Allow Mary to go tend to the baby.
Aww.
Off she goes.
Yeah, that's another reason I haven't played much because she can walk now. So.
It's now the nightmare.
Now you're really in danger.
Yeah.
Oz is basically walking too. Oz is on the stage of must climb everything.
Aww.
Well, that's very cute. All right. That's been Roms of Baghdad for the 21st of November, 2021. I've been Albie. That's been Sean. That's been Mary. That's been DJ. You can find us on our website, romsofbaghdad.com. We have a YouTube page, Twitch page. We try to stream live every once in a while there.
We try and do at least every other week now. Like, if holidays or extra life is happening, that
gotta talk about Cowboy Bebop at some point.
Is it Moe?
I'm already mad about it, and I've only watched 2 episodes.
Is it Moe? Might be happening at some point.
Oh my god, I'm so mad about the Teddy Bomber episode. They fucking
we gotta talk about. Mary has some thoughts that we need to talk about at some point. Some anime thoughts.
How do you make Vicious even worse as a character? How do you do it?
Here we go.
We gotta go.
We gotta stop.
He's even worse now.
We'll go for like 10 hours.
He's like a fucking cartoon now, and he's not even hot. Even though they have him not wearing a shirt every single scene. I don't know why. Okay, I'm sorry.
I knew it was bad when, like, I saw a bunch of VTubers that were really big in the anime world start freaking out. I was like, oh, okay, this gotta be bad. And then, yeah, it's Wheel of Time. Also, I mean, they spent a lot of money on that show. It's pretty eh.
They did and they didn't. It's weird.
Hello.
Okay. Aw.
And with that,
we got a bottle.
Have a good night, everybody.
I need to get
a bottle, everybody. Bottle.
Yeah, anymore.
Go get a bottle. That's been Rom's Baghdad. Romsbaghdad@gmail.com @Romsbag.
Oh, I love crap on my pinball table too. I didn't even mean to. Bye bye. Sorry.
Bye bye.
Talking. Bye bye.
Everybody, wave. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.